everyone. Welcome to episode 382. This is Jessica Kupferman, and you are listening and hopefully watching to She Podcasts Live. As I said, I'm Jessica Kupferman here with my beautiful co-host, who looks just marvelous today, Elsie Escobar. Hello.
Hello.
Wonderful to see you. I'm very excited to see you. I haven't talked to you in what feels like forever, even though it's been like a week. I just had a funny feeling you had unplugged, and I didn't want to text you.
I was completely unplugged, and I didn't get anybody's text, so you would have been correct.
Yeah. Sometimes I just have a feeling you're not looking. I don't know why, but I just get a feeling. I don't know. It's like a vibe through the nethers.
Yeah, so that's, I completely disconnected.
The right word.
We are now going to connect. We're going to connect, and we're going to talk about gift guides and shopping and all kinds of really fun things about
it. Gift guide day. My favorite day is gift guide day. Gift guide day.
Oh my gosh.
My favorite day is gift guide day. Okay. Elsie, before we get into gift guide day, because it is Cyber Monday, as we're recording this, I just want to know, how was your Thanksgiving? What did you do? What did you eat? And what time did you eat? And when was it over? Those are the things I need to know right away. And if it was good or not good.
It was amazing, but we didn't do anything on Thanksgiving. We actually didn't really do much. Hunter and I made pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving Day. It was delicious. It was amazing.
Good.
That was about the extent of our Thanksgiving. That's literally all we did. We didn't do anything different, but we did have people come over on Saturday, and then we had our Thanksgiving on Saturday.
Who were the people? Neighbors? Friends?
Like basically Maymay's best friend, the parents. And so they came over and I made all the food. Like I made turkey and I made this like Italian sausage and apple stuffing. I made another pumpkin pie. I made another dessert that was like pear and cranberry. Pear and cranberry crumble. I made fresh chai tea, like a homemade chai tea. Mm-hmm. What else? There was something else that was, I made fresh cranberry sauce as well.
Yum. First of all, you don't know out there how easy it is to make cranberry until you've made it for the first time. It's the easiest thing in the world. And it's delicious. It's amazing. Yeah.
And it was delicious. Everybody really loved it. I had to like manage. I made some things that were vegan. I made some things that were gluten-free. I made some things that were neither vegan nor gluten-free. And then our guests brought all the veggies and they brought mashed potatoes. Oh, and salmon. I forgot. I made this incredible walnut. Like it had walnuts on top, caramelized walnuts on top, and it was served with cranberry sauce. It was really yummy. I did a really good job. I have to say, I had to like put everything like this goes in the oven, then this goes in the oven, then this goes here, and it has to be absolutely timed, and we got to do this like this. So I was very proud of myself. That was me. That was on Saturday. How about you?
Thursday. So this year, for the first time, my sister-in-law made Thanksgiving for the first time in like 20 years. We always have it. Always. But Scott isn't feeling well still from gallbladder stuff, which, by the way, he gets out on 12/22. He'll have his gallbladder out for those of you. Probably very few of you. I think he gets stressed out when we have people like that because he feels the need to clean up right away and then they can't do it because he's sick, whatever. So we went to Laura's and actually it was much nicer.
You went to Laura's?
House. Yeah, okay. She lives in a townhouse downtown and like – you would think, like, we were very nervous because we had to bring a card table because she doesn't really have a table to sit at. She just lives with her daughter and they eat at the counter. So we brought a table and then she had a couch and then she has a patio where they had like an outdoor bonfire happening. She made everything there except sweet potato. I brought sweet potatoes and my sweet potatoes were weird this year because normally I make sweet potato with stripes of cornflake topping and marshmallow on top. But this time I found a recipe for sweet potatoes that are rolled into a ball and then with like coconut and cornflakes. And then you put it in the. Have you ever tried to roll sweet potato into a ball? It is not easy. I do not recommend it. They tasted fine, but it was bizarre and mushy and not as pretty as my other casserole. Anyway, I digress. In our house, when you eat, you have to eat in a separate room from the kitchen because there's too many people. And then you put all the food in the kitchen. Then whoever's cleaning up doesn't get to socialize with whoever else is there. So what's nice about having it in a little bit of a smaller house is that she can clean up and she's facing the living room. So whoever's cleaning up can talk with everyone else who's still there. And, you know, and I mean, it's small enough even where you can like wave to people outside. Like it was so much nicer. It was much nicer than having it here for many, 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 many reasons. It was delightful. And then Friday, I don't think we did anything. And then, hold on. Yesterday, I know Isaac had a play date. Oh, Friday, his cousins came over. My favorite cousins from Richmond.
Oh, good. Came
over and Isaac got to play with his four cousins. So we only knew two were coming. My father-in-law's sister has two kids. They each have two kids, and they're all girls. So the younger one, Jamie, was coming with his two girls, and he loves them, you know. But then we found out Wendy was coming with her two girls, and he was like, me and four girls, it's going to be a busy day. I thought he was so funny.
That's so sweet.
He does love those girls, though, but he was just like, oh, my, which I thought was really funny. So yeah, we had a great time. And the next one, we went to Longwood Gardens, which is a famous garden, actually. I didn't know, but I only live 20 minutes from this beautiful garden. And they have an enormous, never-ending conservatory with Christmas tree displays. Some of them are made by children. Some of them are like 100 feet tall. And it's just really cool. If you ever come here, we'll go to the garden. You'll love it.
Very, very nice.
If you ever decide to come here again. So yeah, so now on to Gift Guide Day. Gift Guide Day, Gift Guide Day. I love Gift Guide Day. So yeah, and then also, you know, Black Friday. So I have some stuff that I want to talk about that I think you would want that's not technical. Most of it, we've learned from gift guides in the past, and you can feel free to look them all up. I'm sure they're all still relevant. But if you go to our first one, the shock at Elsie's gift guide list for me, I think I will never get over it. I'm still shocked. I still wonder every year what's she going to say that she wants for a gift guide that I'm going to be horrified by. Because the first year it was like wool socks, you guys. And I was like, that's not a gift.
Yes, it is. I still want socks. I just have not. That's not on my guide. And mind you, this is a lot of
that's
stuff.
Because you don't want me to make fun of you, right?
No, it's just that right now I'm leaning heavily towards other things than socks. But I still would love, I mean, that's like one of the best things to do. But mind you, there are a lot of things that in terms of the gift guide here, there's stuff that I'm sharing about podcasting that a lot of it I actually own. And so I don't need that. But yeah. I can definitely share it with like everybody else if they're looking for stuff to get themselves for podcasting. So why don't we start with Perfect. That first?
Yes.
All the podcasting stuff.
You go first. I'm going to grab the remote to my fan because it's blowing cold air on me and I'm freezing my nads off.
Oh,
if I had
my
nads.
God. All right. Well, I will begin here. So mind you, if you listen from probably when this comes out, which is going to be late at the beginning of December through December, there's a possibility these items are going to once again or still be on sale. So the first thing that I want to chat about is the Elgato Wave mic arm, which is a low profile. So that's the key here. It's the low profile boom arm. So it's an arm that holds your microphone, obviously. But I love it because it is low profile. What does that mean? It means that it's not like this. As you can see with this thing kind of coming at me, it is a pretty giant boom arm. And the low profile mic actually starts from the bottom. So I'm just going to really quickly share what that looks like here. And so it actually goes to the bottom. You see on the left-hand side here of the screen, if you are watching us on YouTube, because we live stream everybody, just in case you want to come see a lot of this stuff. You put it obviously on your desk, but the way that it's set up, it kind of comes below your face. So it's more in alignment with the bottom part of your chest, or depending if you're standing up, it would be like right, like around your belly or something like that. And it is there so that the microphone lies low and off camera. So this is a really wonderful thing for you to have. If you, let me see if I can have a nice picture. Like you could see the video and the trailer that they have going on. This is really awesome if you happen to be on camera a lot and you don't want to have the microphone straight in your face. And also if you wanted to have a desk that looks much nicer than this, that would be really great because a lot of the stuff that we have on the desks, it takes up a lot of stuff. Like I even have this other microphone here as well. I'm actually going to give myself, I can do this. There we go.
You sure can?
I'll bring you back here in a second, but see how like these things are so big. They're so giant and enormous here.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that we don't want to have. Like if you don't want aesthetically have something in your face like that, that low profile mic, a boom arm is one of the best things. So I really love it.
So what you just showed us is not what you're talking about?
No, I'm not talking it. No, neither one of the ones that.
So how do you have the boom arm set up? Is it on the floor? Is it on your desk?
The one that is on this one right now that I have that I'm using at the moment, that one's on the floor. So it's a floor stand up boom arm. The one that I have on my left, because I have two. Because I'm such a dork, I have two set up to change my microphones if I want. The other one is on my desk and it's clamped to my desk, but it's a like what you generally would see. It's fairly large. So that's a smaller microphone. So that's my first thing that I really, really, really love that I think would be really wonderful for, especially for those of us who love aesthetically pleasing things. I think this is a wonderful investment to be able to do it. On the same vein, anything from Elgato is one of my favorite things. So they have a multi-mount system. It's called Elgato. It's not Elgato because it's not in Spanish. This is whatever they decided to put in this. I understand, Jess. Every time I say Elgato, you're like, it's the cat. No, Elgato is the cat. Elgato is who knows what, because I don't know what that means, but you pronounce it Elgato. In terms of that, they have a multi-mount system that is what I've been using to put my camera, the one that I'm looking at right now. I also have another one in front of me where I can switch the camera angles. I also have that multi-mount system that I take with me if I'm traveling. I can unhook one part of it and I take it with me on the go. I have another multi-mount system. It's all part of the same thing that I bought. I have it on my other desk. And the reason I think that this is amazing is because it's kind of like a Rubik's Cube. It's sort of like having Lego blocks. And you're like, you know what? I wish that I could have a camera right here. And you can set it up so that it like does all of the things that you want it to do based on what you want it to do. So it can hold cameras. It can hold lights. It can hold a different microphone. There's so many different things that you can do with this multi-mount system. I love that. So we are moving one more time into one of my favorite things.
Wait, before we go, I just want to tell you that like I'm one of those people that, not that this matters probably, I can't use a boom clamp on my desk because it's too thick. So do they have an option where you can put it on the floor or no?
Not for the low profile one, no.
Okay, just wondering.
Yeah, no. This is my other thing that I want or that I actually own that I think everybody needs to have, which is the Shure MV88 Plus microphone, which is now my to-go microphone to travel with. And it's the one that's the video setup. So the video setup has got this little thing in it. And it's got all kinds of stuff that you can put in there. It's got a little clamp to be able to put your phone if you need it. It's got a little pouch and you can roll it up into something that looks nifty. Like relatively more like a makeup pouch, if you will. And it's so light. Both of these, the little pouchy thingy and the little tripod are super light. And carrying this around and having the best audio is possibly one of the most magical things ever. I've been using this every time we do our QAs, because now that I do our QAs for our membership, I'm usually out in the wild in some random place. And I love to just take the stuff out, put my iPhone on there, have the video, the microphone facing towards me. And the audio is so good. I love it so much. So I think that this is something nice. Almost every podcaster should have this as
it looks really nice and it's very compact. It's very compact, which is cool.
Super, super compact. I think the last two things are audio interfaces that I'd love to talk about. Number one is the Rodecaster Pro 2, which is not the one that I currently have. I have the number one, but the number two, I think, is one of the best things. If you have the cash to be able to spend some money on a Rodecaster Pro 2, it would be amazing. It is, from what I have heard, I've heard that it's one of the best things that has been upgraded in a long, long, long time. It can do almost everything that you need for your podcast, including having more than one person in the same room, being able to put jingles in there, being able to connect your phone. I mean, there's just so many different things, making sure that your compression is like, there's just so much built into the system, and it's much smaller, not much. It is smaller and still aesthetically pleasing. Love the thing. And the second thing would be the Vocaster by Focusrite, which you currently, I believe, Jessica, have the, what do you have? You have a Focusrite 2i2 or Focusrite Solo? I can't remember.
The teeny weeny red
one. Which one you have?
Hold on. It says it's the teeny weeny red one.
It's the teeny, teeny red one. Okay. And then, yes, it is. So it's a Focusrite.
It's Focusrite, but it's like this big. But it doesn't have the name of it on there.
I think it's a Focusrite Solo.
Yeah.
I believe.
I have two inputs. That's it.
Oh, well, maybe it's the Focusrite 2i2. But I don't know. Anyway, not those.
No, wait. This I can do one mic and one guitar. So maybe it is the Solo.
This is the Vocaster. So the Vocaster has two options. One of them is a solo option, which is just for one person. It's an audio interface. You can manage the gain off of that little machine. You're able to have a mute button added to the mix. It is incredibly aesthetically pleasing. Like, it's one of the most beautiful little interfaces that I've seen. So I'm actually going to see if I can show you guys, because there's something to be said about, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. So if anybody is watching, you're welcome to check out how really cute this is as well.
Someone's asking about our camera. We'll get to that. No, about if we talked about cameras, we can get to that.
For those of you seeing it, it's a black little interface and it's got this little red sort of trim around it. It's got some big knobs.
That's so the cute. Knobs.
The knobs are pretty big and clear, as in, like, you know exactly what they do. And it is slick and small, so it doesn't really take up too much space. So if you see the Vocaster 2 or the Vocaster, which is the solo, which is only with one input, it's going to look nice. Like, there's nothing about it that is going to look really awkward on your desk, especially if you also love aesthetically pleasing things, which is one of the reasons that I feel this is really a lovely, lovely, lovely thing. I'm a huge fan of this device. Like. I know. And you can connect other things to it, which is really great. You can bring guests in. Anyway, it's a wonderful little device. So the Vocaster is really great. So let's talk about what people wanted to know, our cameras.
Yeah. So the camera, I just posted a link for B&H photo video. The camera that we both use is called the Sony ZV-E10 mirrorless camera this package that I post comes with the lens, but it is with a 16 to 50 millimeter lens. And I have it in black. Elsie has it in white. When I bought my camera, I could not get it in white, although I was dying to.
Yeah.
This package that I posted is $800. I think Elsie and I paid almost twice for that.
Well, no, actually, what I had there is the camera for sure is the ZV-E10. Oh my God, it's so hard to say all that stuff. Where's the link? I don't see the link that you said you shared.
Under TSA pre-check, I put camera.
Oh, you put it. Yeah, but you didn't put the link in the. You didn't put the link in the chat. I'm gonna put the link in the chat. So
put
this
it
is
in the chat.
Okay.
But so I'm put putting it in the link show in the chat. Notes because I just
yeah. So the ZV-E10, I bought the white one. The body only, which was still $699. $700.
What I mean.
But I had to buy, because I could not get the body plus the zoom lens, which is what Jess got, right? You got that, right?
No,
you
I
got
have this. 16 to 50. You didn't get that?
No, mine didn't come with that. Mine only came with the body. No,
yeah, mine came with it. Yes,
yeah. Right. So yours was $800, the whole thing.
I think it was $1,200, and I bought it on eBay, and it was a miracle.
Oh my God. So I bought mine for $699, but I had to then buy a separate
lens.
Right. Because I didn't have the together thing. So right, but
that's
my
what I'm
lens,
saying. This package is both.
Right.
But when I bought it, and they weren't selling them both together. It just happened to be a bundle on eBay that I got for $1,200. Then the guy was like, oh, it comes with the lens too. All right, I'll let you have it. But I think he didn't realize that he had bundled them both because lenses alone are worth $700.
Yeah, but the bundle that it comes with is that $800 bundle. I don't believe you need anything more than that. And you can get it for $800. They did not mark it up. So that's what you buy it for.
But the lens is for this. If you were watching, the lens is so that when you reach up, there's a setting where it will zoom in on what you're showing it and then zoom back out and focus on you. Focus somewhere else, focus on you. That's what the lens does. So like it's only been good so far for our podcast, but I do intend on using it for other things someday.
Well, it depends because the lens, what you're talking about, Jess, is that it has to be in that location. Like it only, the reason that you have these lenses is because they work based on the distance that you're away from the camera. The setting that Jess was just talking about is built into the software of the camera, which works with any lens.
What? So I thought it was the lens.
No, it's not the lens. It works with any lens. But the lens that I had to buy, they don't make the lens that Jess has on its own because it's made for the ZV-E10 camera. So it's very unique and it basically is optimized for vlogging and production on the screen. So it's optimized. That lens is optimized for streaming and doing video, like as a creator, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a creator camera for sure.
It's a creator camera for sure. Now, the lens that I bought, I had to spend more money. I think my lens was $380, just the lens. And I had to get a specific type. I think it's a 1/4 something. I forgot the name of it. I'll put a link in the show notes so that you guys can see it. And mine gives the distance of where I am right now. And this is about the best distance that it works in. What we have right now. Mm-hmm. You can buy different ones that you can definitely use to get other vibes, but you have to spend even more money on those other lenses. I have tested this out in the wild, meaning because this is also a camera, right?
In the wild.
You can use it to take pictures and stuff, but because of the lens, I literally can only take pictures of people if they are 3 feet or maybe 2 feet away from the lens. Like I can't do those far away. Like there's no way I can do any far away. And there's no turning. You know how like you do the turny thing when you have the camera? I can't do that because this lens is not for that. And it does do the focus thing that Jess was talking about, but that's actually built into the software of the camera. So you have to have a lens for this. So either you get the kit for $800, right, or you get just the camera for $700, but then you still have to go buy a lens.
Right.
It doesn't work without it. There's no way to work it without it.
Also, if you're watching this and you feel like the camera's not doing a good job, keep in mind that we live stream on StreamYard, and without a pro account, it will only let you upload in 720, not 1080 high def. So we look pretty good for not being in high def, I think. But it's even better if you can do high def, which we're not recording in right now. Okay.
Yeah. But this is really good because it does do like the thing where it focuses on stuff really easily. And I can like, as long as it does, it's really nice. And again, it's built into the camera and you can have those settings set up there. Jessica has her set up in the way that the camera allows, which is you can actually do this and have your face in the shot too. But if I do it and I have my face in the shot, it's not going to focus on my hand because it's a separate setting. So if I go like this and see how it's not focused, it's still focusing on my face, not the thing. It's because the camera knows it can see my eyes. You don't have that setting on right now.
I don't.
You can switch it so that it does either or, but in order for me to have it focus, I have to cover my eyes and it'll focus in front. So it's kind of neat to see that you have the option of doing that kind of stuff. So yeah. Why don't we go ahead and have you talk a little bit, Jess, into some things that you would like to share with us, either for yourself or whatever.
Okay. I'm going to try and do the one, there's only one tech thing that I put on here that I really think is cool. And it's been selling for a while. It is called the Pivo. Okay. This is the Pivo, you guys. It is a camera holder that will move as you move. So let's see if I can show you an example. Yeah, here we go. Watch this.
Oh, it's very loud.
But you can walk. It's loud. Sorry.
Oh, wow. So it moves. Definitely. That's kind of cool.
All right. Yeah.
I love that.
So I just think that's the coolest thing. Like, I have a very small office and walking space, but like, I don't know why, but somehow I feel like I need it. I want to be able to walk towards it, walk around, present things without having to like, I feel like with the camera, you have to stand in one place. So this thing, you don't have to stand in one place. You can walk anywhere. You can be anywhere and do anything. Mm. I clearly don't dance on camera, but like, there's other stuff I feel like I could do that would be fun if I had this thing. And it's half off because it's, you know, Cyber Monday. So if you're listening and watching today, you could get that if you feel like you need it. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Okay. So the next thing I got, most of the stuff on this list is stuff for podcasters. Oh, no, wait. There's one more techie thing. It's a new monitor. I really want the Apple monitor, the $1,599 studio display, standard
too.
Glass, tilt adjustable monitor. And I have to tell you, like, it's more money than my MacBook was. There's no need ever to have it. But like, I want it so badly.
I want it so badly too. When I saw that they released that,
I know.
It is so beautiful. Mind you, that it does have some like very specific things that work, of course, with your Apple stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the key things too is that I believe it does have a built-in, a little bit of a higher quality camera.
Yes.
Not super crazy, but it has something built in there. It has, and there's other fun things that specific monitor does that other monitors do not.
Yeah, it's special for sure.
Yeah, I mean, when I saw that thing released, it was one of the first things that I wanted. I was just like,
I know.
I'd rather get the monitor before anything else because it was just
so
beautiful.
It just looks so pretty. And I wanted
to see
all the things. So nice. I really want it. Plus, this one is always turning off. So, I just want a new monitor so badly. Okay, moving on. So we'll have links to everything in the show notes. But if you want to just Google Apple Studio Display. Okay, now the next things are things that I'm going to go into like a section of things that I use to make me feel better just about being on camera in general. The first one I'm going to show you is an eyelash system called Lashify. Here we go. I'm coming in.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. So for those of you who are not here, you can see the beautiful face that Jess just got herself very close up to the camera. And you can see these gorgeous lashes that are beautifully, like, it looks like they have this lovely mascara on. They have a perfect little roundness. They are expansive. Yeah. Oh my God.
So they're actually pieces. If you go to lashify.com, what it is like, okay, you don't have to put glue on your lash line and then stick them on.
Oh my God.
You brush some kind of sealer onto your lashes, and then they're little pieces, and you take like a tweezer that's rounded, and you kind of like lift it onto the lash, and then it stays. It's supposed to stay, like, some people have theirs stay for like 2-3 weeks. It's taken me a while to figure out which lashes I like the best. These particular ones are called Plushy Truffle. So they have a little bit of a curl. But what I like about them is that they're not just black. They're actually a black and chocolate brown mix of color. They do have regular color. Like, they have all different colors. But like, I like that because I'm blonde now, the black is a little too severe. So I put them on this morning so I could show you. But I mean, they should last like for the week. And then I usually like try and redo them like on Saturday. But they have a whole system. You prep the eye with like a toner. You do the thing. Then you stick them on. There's all different kinds of bonds that you can put on at night to make sure that they don't come off like at night. And then, but then like, I don't know, like just being on camera, I just feel so much more comfortable. I know that I'm more likely to do content if I don't have to do mascara, because the other problem I have with mascara is this is with no makeup other than lashes. This down here is always there. I always have dark circles under my eyes, but when I wear mascara, oh my God, it looks so much worse. It looks like I've been punched in the face because it kind of comes off, or I rub my face.
Because it starts to,
And it starts to drip down. So I'm not saying it looks great now because I have a little. Yeah, they're really good. I love them. They're light. I can't feel them. Some of the bands are even lighter. Like they have all different ones. They have some called Stardust and some called Gemini and some called Plushy. And they have like, you know, Bold and Drama. And I've tried a lot of them just to see what I like. Like the Stardust, for example, the bands are like short and long to give you kind of a piecey look. These aren't short and long. This is Plushy, but there's 12 millimeter, then 14, then 14, then 12. Because I want it. I also, because I have round eyes, I kind of want I don't want a cat eye. I feel like it pulls my eyes apart. I want them to look more awake and open. So I put the longest ones sort of in the center of my eye just to make me. So anyway, I don't want to talk too long about it because there's lots of information on it. But I mean, I highly recommend them. I will say it's taken me a couple times to get it right. The first time I did them, I poked myself in the eye. I got bond sealer in my, you know, all over my lash. It was a mess. So it takes a while to get used to it, but I think it's worth it. Look how natural they look.
They're very nice. I'm going to have to give them a go. I did buy the other ones. There were these other ones that are little pieces, but I sucked. Mine sucked.
But also, I think those pieces were too small. Like, this is a good, like, this is how big the pieces are. They're not all the way for the eye, but they're like, you know, one fifth.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one, I forget what they're called, but I got that system too. They're like three lashes at a time. That's really hard.
It's really like just kept falling off. Like I couldn't even hold it. It just kept falling off. I'm like, I gave up. And then finally got it on, it was like all like, you know, poking the opposite way. Yeah. And it didn't work out. So
the other thing I learned, like I thought, oh, I just want natural ones, so I'm not going to get long ones. So I was getting 10 millimeter, but the longer ones are actually easier to put on because they're not as close to your friggin' eyeball. So like with 12, I can still, you know, I'm not poking myself in the face. And I mean, they're not that bad. I thought 14 would be too long, but I think they're nice.
No, they look really nice. They don't look like, oh my God, she's wearing fake lat. Like you don't, that's not what I think when I see that at all.
Yeah.
They look nice.
So yeah, you should try them, Lashify. Okay, the other thing I found, I was actually looking, I've talked about this before, this lipstick. First of all, it was impossible for me to find the right red. They're always either too blue or too yellow. I found this one. It's Dior Forever Bold. All of them are called Forever. Look, I've had this on since the beginning of the show. It has not run. I can go.
It looks very nice.
Nothing. Oh, actually, that did mess me up a little. But for the most part, it doesn't come off at all.
Ooh.
And it's really good. Dior Forever Bold. Yes. You put it on one time. It lasts almost the whole day without smearing, smudging. And not only that, but the way that the applicator is, you can kind of like, it goes with your lip.
Ooh, it's like nice and,
It's nice and pointy, so it doesn't smear, which I really like. This is the first time I've been able to wear like a red gloss. It doesn't make me look like I escaped from the mental institution because it smears a little. Then when you rub it, now your whole face is pink like you've done things in a hurry because you're on the run or something. I don't know.
And do they have anything other colors other than red?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Hold on. I will show you.
Because I'm a big fan of those, especially for, I think that they work really well on camera. Speaking of being on camera and feeling comfortable, because when you're on camera, like you keep on talking and talking and talking. And sometimes if you're recording, not necessarily the way that we're like, we're recording right now with Jess, which is obviously a live stream, but like say you're doing a video recording and you start doing bits and pieces here and there. And like, maybe it takes you the whole day, like where you go off and on having the same vibe for your lips the entire time for continuity's sake is really important.
Yeah, so here's really all the colors. This is the one I have, Forever Bold. It says it's a bright plum, but you can see on my face, it's not exactly plum. I wanted a darker red because this look, this red orange look makes my teeth look yellow, I think. And so they have like, there's a brick red. Here's just more of like a pink. There's pink. There's pink. That's like a, whoa, that's a Marilyn Monroe. But yeah, they have all different colors. They don't have crazy colors. But yeah, it sticks like nobody's business. And I feel like it kind of looks velvety too, right? Like,
yeah, it does look velvety. I think I'm going to have to get some, like, yeah, because I mean, that my heartache of losing my best makeup bag is still, I still have not reinvested in my makeup. I finally found like the perfect mix and I lost my makeup bag when I went to Podcast Movement and I'm still heartbroken over it. So I have not repurchased because I found all the colors that were perfect. I found everything, you know what I mean? And I'm
yes.
No, I gotta
repurchase. It's horrible. It's so hard to find the nicest things and the right things. So I don't know. This is the stuff, again, it's one of those things where it's not going to mess up your face. And if you're doing content and video, you just feel slightly more confident. Now, yeah, the other thing I want to show you there's two other things that I have on that I want to show you. The other thing that I've been into, as you know, is this Mooncat glitter nail polish, right?
Yes, you have.
So if you go to mooncat.com, and I just want to show you some of the colors, because I've gotten some new ones. This one is Poseidon's
Ooh, that's
Prize. Nice. But here's a holographic one where when you put it on in some light, it's like pink.
Wow.
That's Mercury's Tears. This one is Kiss My Asteroid.
I love that name.
The one I'm wearing right now is, what is this one called? I don't remember. Shit. I have to look. But it's like a cranberry with rainbow flakies in it. I don't know. Like, I just, first of all, I've been hating going to the salon. I've been enjoying doing my own glitter. I like seeing like the holographic and the rainbow. Like, it's just more fun. And sometimes if I'm on I've stopped doing it while we were recording for the most part. But like when I'm on a webinar, because I spill on my keyboard, you're right. Yeah. But sometimes if I'm on a webinar, I sit here and paint my nails and at least they're always done. And then when I'm talking with my hands, I don't feel like I have chubby sausage fingers. Yeah. And then the last thing I want to show you for this segment, I have lots of stuff on the list if we can come back to, but like the last thing I want to show you is the thing I have on right now.
Wait, hold. We have a question.
I have short nails and I love polish. It doesn't stay. Oh, yes. It stays on for like a week. It doesn't chip. It doesn't come off. I mean, this one I smeared when I did them. So ignore my thumb. But for the most part, but even that, I can't chip it off. Like I can't even scratch it to get it off. Yeah, it stays on for a good couple of days. It's really good that way. And you would think with glitter that it chips easily, but this stuff doesn't. It's really good. Mooncat. It's so good. Okay. The last thing I want to show you guys is the outfit.
Oh, the outfit, y'all. Look at that beautiful. It's a sweatshirt that looks so cozy. There's little pocket. Oh, my God. It's not a sweatshirt. It's paint. Are they all the way down? It's a onesie. It's a onesie.
Onesie, a super cozy sweater onesie with heart pockets from Yitty, which is Lizzo's shapewear and loungewear line. This particular one that's all cozy, I think she sold out of this material, but she has two other ones. And also there's a link for them from Fenty, Savage Fenty. She has some nice ones that are sweatshirt material too. I have to say my office is on the porch. It's really cold out here. I want something comfortable. You want something comfortable when you're editing, especially in the cold winter months. I think something that's like, that hugs you, that's in a nice color. Like I know I wore it just for today. Normally, I would be wearing something like maybe a little more professional. I don't know. But yeah. I wanted to wear this because I just want to show you how nice it is to just like sit at your office in a onesie. I'm not going anywhere. But even if I did, I could put on Uggs and I'm dressed.
Yeah. And it actually looks really nice. What kind of material? Is that like a sweater type of material? Or
it's almost like micro fleece.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That thing is amazing because it looks very slick on you, Jess. It doesn't look like a sweatshirt. Like it doesn't look like it's
that's why I like it. It doesn't look like a sweatshirt. Yeah,
it looks like a sweater hoodie that's like thoughtful. Like you've thought about it. Like you didn't want to look like it was just a sweatshirt look, right?
And yes, then exactly.
The way that it fits on you, it looks great. It's very nice. It's fitted. It doesn't make it look like just bunchy?
Like a schlump. Yeah. We call that schlumpy. Okay, doesn't make you look schlumpy.
Super cute. And I also love it looks like the zipper is goldish. Is it gold?
And it has a little Y on it. Yeah. I like that Fenty has this too, where the trim is, and the zipper and the even these are like, you know, like the tassels or whatever, they have a little bit of bling to them. Ooh. And I mean, you know, like I did my hair and makeup and I look professional, even though I'm sitting here in a teddy bear onesie. So it's possible to be super comfortable and warm wherever you go. I'm not saying leave the house, but I'm saying this is something nice that you could like sit in your office for the long haul and be super comfortable, which I think is important. So I wanted to show you all the things that I have on. There's a few other things that I have on my list, like hand cream, I think is important, especially if you're going to do your own nails. Cause like, I'm starting to notice that when I go to take pictures or when I do like shove it in the camera, like you can see that my cuticles are dry as a mother. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to start using hand cream cause that's not good. And we can share which ones. And then, I think that's it. Lashify, Best Buy. Oh, okay. This is my last one actually. And then we can be done. So I found these mitts on Amazon. So I don't know how many of you, I don't know if this is age or just me, because I've always had dry skin. Always had dry skin. I used to dream when I was a girl that I would sit up and pull my skin and there would be like elephant skin underneath like that.
My goodness.
I used to have bad dreams about my skin because it's so dry. I found a mitt on Amazon. It's not a hand, but it's just a mitt. You go very gently in circles on your skin and you can see the skin, like the dead skin coming off, like you're exfoliating it. But it's not like, it's not a liquid exfoliant. You could just do water, but if you just rub very gently in circles, boom, that shit is gone. It's gone. And I mean, there are certain areas that are worse than others. For example, not my ankle, but the skin around the ankle is very dry. And like, it's almost like there's three layers of extra skin. If you just if you go hard, it won't come off. You have to be gentle.
It
comes right off. So I have a link for that. It's an Amazon link. They're not expensive. It's like $15, I think. But I mean, I've never found anything that works as good as this. It works for if you have red bumps. It works for if you just have dry skin. It also just works if you have a spot that's like, I don't know. In my age, I'm starting to get just these little spots of dry skin that are like in one spot, like one little dot of dry skin. Almost looks like a scar, but then if you just do a little gentle thing, it'll come off. I don't know. That's weird.
Oh my goodness.
Jews age like guacamole. I've heard, this is a Jon Stewart joke. He said, Jews age like guacamole. You turn your back for a second, all of a sudden they're brown, they're lumpy.
Oh my gosh, you're so hilarious.
They're falling apart. So yeah, I mean, I'm going to have all kinds of weird skin shit, and that's okay. But like for keeping it smooth, this is the only thing I found that's it's great. And I saw them on Amazon. I mean, TikTok. I actually learned about them on TikTok because TikTok, like Instagram, has amazing ads.
Yeah, we were talking about all like just the ads all on their own are amazing. I love to find out all these like really super cool. And I found like all these brands. Like actually, one of the things that I have on here there's like a bag. These are bags from
Let's see.
Think Roiland, I think it's called. I'm going to actually put a link in.
Think Roiland. Roiland?
Think Roy. Ooh, puffy. Think Roiland. And there.
Oh, I'll see.
I've been wanting to get like a purse type bag thing. Here, I'm going to put it in the.
It's like a tote, but smaller.
Yeah, but there's two different bags in there, but it's the company Think Roiland. I found it on Instagram. It just like popped up and I was like, wow, this looks really cool. And I have to show you why I kind of really dig this specific type of a purse, at least for me at this point, is because it's kind of hip, number one. And also
It's
the metallic kind of vibe and it's puffy, but it's still a little bit glitzy. So it's something that I can wear if I'm dressed up. And I was just thinking mostly for podcasting type conferences, because it's got like these long straps, right? So you can have it a cross body type of a vibe. Then it actually comes with this like really weird thing that's like a chain something, but you can take it off. But what I really dig about it is that the straps themselves are like, especially the cross body one, is very sort of utilitarian looking, right? It looks hardy. It's not like all petite. And you can also have just the little, I don't even know what you call these, because I don't know the names of the bags when you hold it with your little, on your shoulder bag, I guess. It's a shoulder bag?
Crossbody.
The crossbody, I know. It's the other thing, the one that you put it in your elbow crook and you walk around with it on your the crook of your elbow.
I think it's just a handbag.
So, but I love the vibe of this thing. And I also really cool. I want to have that balance between being able to wear something or use something that is totally utilitarian in the yeah. sense that it's comfortable, it's big. You don't have to be worried that you're going to mess it up.
Right, because it's durable.
Yeah, but you can also wear it if you are getting dressed up. So I want something that's that mixture. So I found that company on Instagram and I was like, this looks like the type of bag that I love. And yeah. so I just bookmarked it for myself. And the other things that I've been really in love with have been obviously all kinds of stationery stuff. So I'm going to share with you two shops, and these are very dear to my heart because I'm a huge proponent of being able to support small businesses and especially those that are from people of color, women of color, because it's just like, it's the best thing ever. So first of all, this was a huge find for me. This here is a shop called
American Stationery.
And Analog Tools for Your Desk. And it is Amarillo Stationery. I found them this year. And it's these beautifully curated desk items that are, but like the centering of the content in this entire website is again all based on Latin American brands, and they are finer looking, beautiful pieces that you
leather,
slick, simple. You can see that there's a curation that happens with these things that is amazing. I love the ink. So there are a lot of these inks.
Oh, I love Mexican fabric. Look how beautiful.
They have, yeah. So they have like the way that these inks are made. Whoa. They're so beautiful. Mexican pink is vivid. Like all of these colors that he has. And he does such a wonderful job curating everything that he has on there that are all very focused on Latin American stuff. And you don't really see too many high-end items that are very focused on Latin American culture. Like we often...
No, never.
Especially when it comes to stationery, right? Like you always are thinking like European or Asian markets, which it has a lot of fine tools, right? But this is such a beautiful shop. I love it so much. So if you want to buy somebody who loves desk things or beautiful things for their desk that you want to get, invest in Amarillo Stationery. It is, he's a Mexican man and he lives in Chicago. This other shop that we're going to look at also, this is Black woman owned. And again, like when I saw this one, I was just like, I cannot stop myself. There's some stores that I just can't keep going. I have to not go because I'm going to buy all the things. So this is, again, all stationery stuff. And she does like these really neat transparent. The vibe of the transparent stuff is the thing that I really love of this. And she's got subscription boxes, Jess.
Yeah.
Look at the beautiful
cloth paper.
Sorry, I forgot to mention that. Clothandpaper.com.
The best and she's, in blends, planning, and stationery inspiration delivered monthly. How fun is that?
I know. And there's like all of these beautiful boxes that you don't even see. And again, the curation that goes into this stuff and her branding is so beautiful. It's luxurious. It's gorgeous to look at. You know that you can definitely get some beautiful things when you are going to be in like buying these. Look at these beautiful stuff. I can't even take it.
I love everything.
I see, there's a new theme with new items each month if you love this kind of a thing. But I think like one of the, I'm just going to tap through, just like one of the things that I love about this is the branding, Jessica. It is like, look at how beautiful, look at all of the fonts.
I know, look at the how fonts are amazing. Slick. I love her fonts.
So clear. And then, and mind you, let me see if I can
also
show
very
you.
Very literary almost. Like they, like the whole site, like just screams like you will write like, your best literature.
Yes. And, but there's like little sticky notes.
Ooh, look at
look
that.
Look at the sticky notes. Also, look at these things, Jess.
Oh my God, I have
look
to go.
At the
I
don't little, even, look at the yeah. little dot sticker things that are cream colored. Like, Yeah. I mean, because look at the little dots. You know how when you go to the Office Depot, and you have to buy the stickers, and they're all like these, like terrible. Red, blue, green. These are earth tones.
And they're transparent, so you can just...
Oh, look at
all
of these things.
This is really nice. Wow.
Look at how... look at the dots. They've got circle sticky notes. Habit tracker. Look at the... I can't.
I love that this works for you as an ADHD person. I wish I could be the kind of person that can keep up with a planner. I really, really do, because I buy these things and I cannot remember to use them. But I would love it if it worked for me, because it's so pretty and I just love having something that's tactile. And I love that there's like, they actually have grid for your handwriting so you don't write all over the flipping page like I do.
It's so nice. I would buy one.
What do you get in the box? Like, why would you need this? Let me look at the monthly subscription. Hold on. I just want to see what's in like this month's box or something.
You guys, dot grid sticky notes. Appointment, like flat. Anyway, I don't even know what to say. Like, I can stop. But anyway, buy all the things from
planner
cloth and
inserts,
paper.
Functional sticky notes, dashboards, notebooks, journaling cards, planner sticker. Oh man, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is amazing.
I would want to do nothing more but write in this.
And just take it out and look at all the things. And the thing is, though, what I love about cloth and paper is that she makes functional stuff. Like, it's there's a lot of folks who make lots of beautifully decorative things that a lot of people love. But this specific thing that she's doing are very set for functional planning. Mm-mm. So they are items that you use in a specific way that are beautiful. And I think the curation of the vibe and the feel, it's like this, it's a sophisticated brand, and it makes me feel grown up, and it makes me feel like I can. But the other thing is that you can color it up, meaning because they're so earth tony, you can add stuff to it. Like, you can put your colors in there. You can add your pen changes of the colors. It doesn't have to stay muted, but it fits with everything. So anyway, that's how I'm going to close the show.
Wait, before you go, I want to know, for you, do you what size do you prefer in your planners? Do you like a half page, or are you an 8.5 by 11 girl?
I'm an A5 girl.
Is A5 the half? I think it's the half page, right?
It's the half page. I already have my planners for all next year. I've been planning since September what I'm going to buy. So I'm set on my planners, and I've already started using them already.
So this would not be helpful for you for this year.
No. Got it. I'm not, because that's not my plan. Like, this is good
for
accessories.
No, I wasn't asking to buy it for you. I was actually asking because if I wanted to start one, like, what size would I go with? Like, there's so much to, like, on this page specifically, it's like, there's dashboards and planners and, like, I guess there must be a bundle around here somewhere, right? Like beginner planner bundles. Here we go. But I just want to know for you what you like the best.
I'm an A5 one, but I bought actually a mini, like an A5 slim for my work planner, because I have a planner for work. And then I have a record keeping planner. It's not really a planner. It's like more my journal that can be used as a planner. That's an A5. And then I have a one that's like super skinny and very thin that I put in my wallet. And that's it's a planner for different reasons, but I'm not planning. Like, a lot of these planners are record keeping versus planning. The only planner I have is my A5 Slim that I use a lot, the size of it. Okay. But it's a Japanese planner that functionally serves exactly with what I wanted. I don't want, and it's really small. So like, I needed something really small. This stuff that she has are ringed. They're more ring based, and I'm not a ring person. I don't want rings.
You like the fold out ones.
Yes. I do not want ring based ones. The only ring planners, do you want to show you my dream?
Yes, of course.
Oh my God. They're called Plotter. They were introduced to the United States this year, and I will let you know why they are incredible, because they are, you can update them. Like the thing that you spend the most money on is the outside. So they are beautiful. But the refill memos are incredible. So they are super
Look at that. Mamma mia.
So the memos are the key thing here. So they've got a system where you can archive stuff. You can bring things in and out. They have a little leather binder. They have a little project manager that you can put stuff in there. They have ideas, things. And those are very inexpensive. The paper itself is top notch. The paper is.
The pens.
And look at the refills. You can buy the refills at a really low price. So you can even just buy the refills and see if you really like the paper. But the paper is the best thing ever. And they have different sizes, 8.5 Bible Narrow Mini and Mini 5, which is really, really small. But the most expensive things about this are the, I'll show you, are the actual leather binders. That's the thing Look that's going to that. Keep a lot of people from buying them. Because they're so soft and they're super skinny. So they're not meant for you to like
bulk out,
bulk them up. No, no, no. Mm-hmm. So, but look at how expensive they are.
Dang.
They're like the A5 super expensive one is $245.
Oh my God.
And they have different kind of.
It is beautiful though.
It's the leather. They're gorgeous. But the reason that I really love the Plotter planners is because you can make them up depending upon what you want, what you need. Mm-hmm. Meaning like if you're like, oh, I need this planner to be, I need to have a calendar section. I need to have notes page. That's all I need. You can buy that. Mm-hmm. You can have like, I need something to have to-do list and I really need to keep my weeklies, a weekly spread. That's what I need. You can buy that. Or you can, what if you just want to use the Plotter system to manage one big project? Mm-hmm. They have inserts for that. And so you can switch it off and turn. And once you're finished with that plan, with that project, you remove it from the planner and you archive it. And then you can keep using whatever else you're going to put in there. So that's why I love the Plotter stuff. Because
this really
so-
makes me want to try it, but I'm so scared.
Don't invest. I wouldn't say don't
not
invest.
Not the Plotter, but just the other ones too. They're just so beautiful. And I would love to feel, I would buy anything that made me feel organized and put together.
You just have to know what you need from the system. And I have to tell you that in order for you to need to know what you need from the system is you have to use it. You know, like I finally found a system that's working for me, but you have to constantly be going, okay, what do I need next? And keep it super minimal. And then you'll find a tool that really fits you. Like the standing boom arm, going back to tech, this boom arm works for me because of the way that I live and the way that I'm podcasting. I'm standing.
Right.
I can move this out of the way. Like not everybody, I'm not going to be like, you buy a standing boom arm. Nobody else needs that. You don't need that. Not in the way that I'm using it.
Well, I can't get it even if I did need it.
Yeah. And maybe it doesn't fit in your room, right? So you have to think about all of those things. You have to buy the tool that fits how your brain works. And I finally started to figure out a system that works for me. But the Plotter system is a big investment. You know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah. But it's so beautiful. I can see why if you did invest in that, why you'd want to. You'd want to have it and use it.
Yeah, you know? It's beautiful and everybody who buys a Plotter, like the actual leather thing, they're like, oh my God. There's videos out there as to why they're so expensive. It's a very specific type of leather and like there's like all kinds of stuff that happens with the Plotter system. And again, they were just introduced to the US, I believe, in 2022. It's like the first, they're like they're a Japanese brand. So in Japan, they're also a part of the company or like their parent company is the folks who make the Traveler's Notebook stuff. So it's a very huge, huge company.
Yeah, the Traveler's Notebook is a cool thing.
I love that. That's my next purchase, by the way.
All right. Phil, thank you so much for sharing. All right. This has been really fun. Yes. We've done over an hour now. We'll have all the links in our show notes on Friday. And you can also find them at shepodcast.com. That's where you can listen. If you want to see as we record, mark your calendars for Mondays at 1. We normally do that, although in December, we're a little lighter on the schedule. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest at She Podcasts. We have tickets for the live show are on sale. The live show meaning the conference that's coming up in June. Those are finally on sale. We have all different kinds of packages. You can do one day. You can do basic. You can do all access. Go to shepodcastlive.com. Also, we have a membership if you need some support for your podcast. You have specific questions that you want us to answer. Membership.shepodcast.com. Thank you so much for being with us. We love having you. We love telling you about Gift Guide. Gift stuff.
Yay!
Anyway, love you.
Mean it.
Bye.